Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The special counsel looking into two separate matters involving ex-President Trump wants to hear from his former vice president. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Last November, shortly after Jack Smith was tapped to lead the federal investigations into former President Trump, the Justice Department began reaching out to former Vice President Pence. At the time, sources familiar said Pence was reviewing the request. Now CBS News has confirmed he's been subpoenaed. Last year, Pence was able to avoid testifying before the House's January 6th panel, which sought to hear from him about the pressure he faced from Trump to reject the electoral vote certificates from certain states.
Now to southern Turkey, the focal point of rescue efforts after catastrophic earthquakes this week, now blamed for about 21,000 lives. Reporting on those rescue efforts, correspondent Chris Lifsey.
We were told that a 17-year-old high school girl is still alive beneath the rubble. She managed to message a friend of hers to tell her that. So rescuers are working bucket by bucket with their bare hands, piece by piece, trying to rescue her and anyone else who might still be alive.
And six people have just now been reported found alive. In Ukraine, there have been explosions heard this morning in Kyiv and elsewhere. There are government reports of critical infrastructure being hit as President Volodymyr Zelensky asks for more Western arms. And in Brussels,
he received a standing ovation.
Slava Ukraini.
Zelensky's not only seeking European Union membership, but more advanced long-range weapons for Ukraine's fight as the one-year anniversary of the war approaches and a new Russian offensive could begin at any time.
CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick. Maryland law enforcement has found a suspect wanted in connection with the shooting of two officers near Baltimore.
There's been no contact with him. He's been moving around a little bit. Time is on our side. We're going to do everything we can to try to resolve it peacefully.
Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor. Questions about female athletes' menstrual history will no longer appear on medical forms that Florida high school students are required to fill out before participating in sports.
The Florida board overseeing high school sports took the action after listening to letters from the public that called the questions, quote, humiliating, invasive, and part of a political agenda. Members of the board of the Florida High School Athletic Association also adopted a resolution that would keep most personal information on medical forms at doctors' offices, not at schools. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
In Washington, yet more calls for Republican New York Congressman George Santos to lose his seat in Congress. Several House Democrats have filed a resolution to remove Santos, who insists he is not leaving. Asian financial markets closed mixed, more down than up, though U.S. market futures have turned around. Dow futures up 32. This is
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The Republican-controlled legislature has the power to anonymously delay or permanently stop stewardship projects in Wisconsin. If conservationists or the state want to purchase land, certain thresholds need to be approved by the legislature. Governor Evers wants to stop the anonymous objections. His budget will also include more money for planting trees, fighting against invasive species, and job training in clean energy and conservation. It will cost Wisconsin farmers more to get their crops in the ground this year. Ag economists are expecting planting costs to be 10 to 20% higher than last year, and that increase is likely here to stay. Experts say if farmers have a good growing season and they can export corn and soybeans, they should be all right. It's expected the economy will adjust to the higher prices over time. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Places and spaces I've been.
You can text us at that same number, and as promised, my next guest is none other than Mandela Barnes. Good morning, Mandela. How you doing, man?
Good morning. How's it going?
It's good to hear your voice, man.
Hey, it's good to hear yours. I'm happy to be back on the air, man. Yeah, happy New Year's to you.
Hey, man, how have things been going, man?
Hey, things have been going pretty good. You know, it's been a very interesting time for me, very interesting past few months, but certainly a period of growth. Got a lot of rest that I needed that I hadn't gotten over the last 2 years, and excited for what's next.
You know, people don't know, man. 2 years. Is that how long preparation and all those things running in a national campaign?
Absolutely. You know, it's more than just, you know, showing up and deciding you want to run one day, right? Like, it takes a lot of preparation. You know, we announced in July of 21 for an election that takes place that took place in November of 22. So that's a year and a half right there. But it wasn't just July where I decided I wanted to run and was able to put together some sort of campaign. You know, we had to make sure we had staff ready to go, had to make sure that, you know, we had a plan to go out there and get the job done. It was it's a whole lot that goes into it. But I tell you, I'm incredibly grateful for the experience, and I'm more grateful for the people I met along the way.
How old are you, man?
I am 36 years old now. I almost forgot.
I think there's something that should be said. You're 36. County Executive David Crowley is 36. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is 36. What the hell is it about 35-year-olds, 36-year-olds? Man, when I was 35 or 36, I was trying to find my way to the grocery store. Man, come on, man. These are amazing, amazing accomplishments. And look, it's Black History Month, man. And when we talk about Black history, and those of us who've been around a while, this is amazing to many of us that you young men and young ladies have just taken these amazing leaps that many of us would have never thought possible in our youth. So yeah, has the world changed that much, man?
The world has definitely changed. And I'll say, I mean, even, you know, you mentioned men and ladies, the county board chair, Marcella Nichols, she's 34, so
right.
She's got us all beat. But I will say, the world is changing. And one thing I talk to young people about all the time, even back when I was a state rep, you know, we're talking 10 years ago, I would, you know, talk to students, whether they were middle school or high school, and like, y'all are the most connected generation, right? Like, every question you've ever had, you can get the answer with the press of a button. You know, ease of communication to talk to people all the way around the globe, just as easy as you could talk to someone down the street from you. We didn't have that. And, you know, given these advances in technology, given, you know, ease of access, like, it is just a much different world. At this point, it's like, you know, you don't have to have lived 50 years to have had, you know, the experience of a 50-year-old. You know, if you think about years ago or decades ago, you know, a person can, you know, theoretically have the same knowledge at age 25 as a person who's 65, just given, you know, how much information is coming at us every single day, given how much access we have to anything we need.
It is an amazing, amazing time, Mandela, where right now, as you stated, man, the access, easy access or access to all of this information and all of this knowledge, and unfortunately, sometimes it's being wasted. But other times, if we can get people and young people to focus on what that means at this point in time, you know, people can do the spectacular things that you guys have done. And before we get into why you're on the air right now, man, it's Black History Month. I would be remiss if I didn't get your take on a little bit on why this month has, you know, some value.
Well, the month has a whole lot of value because contributions that, you know, Black people have made over the course of history in this country have benefited the entire globe, have changed the course of the entire world. And it's an understanding that's, you know, not always appreciated, especially as you have, you know, we can look at Florida or people who want to erase Black history, like,
yes,
like
Ron DeSantis. Right.
It's not even worth saying. The man is just trying to get some attention. It is not even worth saying his name. But you have people who are, you know, engaged in that sort of bad faith politics. And the reality is, it drives these wedges deeper and deeper and deeper, and it further divides communities. Now, we have a chance to, you know, totally rebuke that way of thinking by being more united than we've ever been before, by showing up, telling our stories, and having those stories truly reflect and provide an example of, you know, all of our commonalities. And this is it's a very interesting time. You know, Black history is a history that is not something that was, one, in the distant past, and two, something that's certainly not over.
Well, no, because again, you, Mayor Johnson, you know, County Executive Crowley, Marcella Nicholson, and in the business community, other young people of color, have been able to reach, you know, levels that were never before even thought about when we were young. And to reach those levels at such young ages bodes well for the future. One of the things, man, that you were able to do, and I was so proudest of you for, was that you were able to bridge the color line. You know, in many instances, you know, in my lifetime, and as a young man, that was not possible. And yet you had as many people, you know, who didn't look like you, supporting you almost than you did people who looked like you. What, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, why that was possible, man.
Well, it's about showing up and talking about the things that matter. And, you know, the stories that I talked about, the stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. And knowing that you have people, again, who want to create even more division, the reality is most people don't want to be divided, don't want to, you know, look at their neighbors as their enemy, don't want to look at other people that they run into, strangers, as enemies. Like, people want to be able to, you know, embrace those differences. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony, but too many people profit off of the division, whether it's profit financially, profit socially, profit politically, and they take advantage of the situations. And with that being the case, we saw an opportunity. I've always seen an opportunity, even my race for lieutenant governor, truly push the state in the right direction, to help nudge the state in the right direction, to be a part of us truly moving forward. And, you know, Wisconsin is one of those places that has typically done the right thing. I was actually just reading the paper yesterday about shipwrecks, and I was reading about this ship or a vessel called the Home. And Home is sitting at the bottom of Lake Michigan right now. But Home was used in the transport of, you know, of fugitive slaves and as a part of the Underground Railroad. And, you know, there's never a record of that boat getting caught with fugitive slaves either. And that's just one part of our legacy. You go down to Milton, Wisconsin, where there's a leg of the Underground Railroad and the former Milton College campus. You have, you know, Joshua Glover's story, Ezekiel Gillespie's story. All these pieces are a part of Wisconsin's history. It's who made us who we are. And even people like, you know, a representative in Congress out of I want to say the Walworth County area, got John Potter. They called him John Bowie Knight Potter. This was a time where turmoil was at an all-time high in Congress. You know, it was bad. Now, if you watch the State of the Union, you know, you saw the people, you heard the people, saw the people trying to heckle the president. But, you know, back in the day, it was even worse, where conflict was basically the norm. They settled disputes with a duel. You know, some people just didn't make it back to Congress because they were on the wrong side of the duel. Well, there's a guy, he's a representative, and he was, he was an abolitionist, and he was being antagonized by a Southern slave supporter, and he was challenged to a duel. He accepted the challenge, and he said that he was only going to accept the duel if they could use Bowie knives instead of guns. And, you know, ultimately, the Southerner declined, and he won by default. He became sort of a mini folk hero at his time because of, you know, he was one of the first people who actually stood up. You know, this is a time where, you know, the slaveholders were basically bullying abolitionists in Congress. And he was one of the first people that actually stood up. Now, ultimately, you know, resulted in the Civil War, you know, a short time later. But that's how, you know, valiantly, you know, our representatives, that's how the culture of this state, you know, was at one point. And too many people have done their damnedest to take us back, but it's our mission to make sure we live up to the legacy.
You know, Mandela, you and what you just talked about is the main reason why people who don't want history to be taught need to go sit in the corner and shut up, right? I mean, the value of what you just espoused is what children need to know and adults need to know, and especially those of us in this state who know nothing about the Underground Railroad coming through our state. We got to go to a break. Mandela, hang on. 844-967-2789. My guest is Mandela Barnes. We'll be right back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
the manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 30. Today, under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 16 tonight, clear skies. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Mainly clear Sunday with highs around 41. 40 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mandela Barnes. And you know, man, after the election and you coming up short, just barely coming up short for a national win, many people wondered, and I'm one of them. I wonder what Mandela will do next. What has his taste for politics? Politics. Has it changed? He's a young man, a lot of talent, understanding the inner workings of our government. Is he poisoned by it? Has he given up hope? And you've got an announcement you want to make about the answers to those things.
Well, I'm excited that just 2 days ago we announced the long run pack, and you mentioned coming up short, and a lot of things go into those sort of close races, a lot of thoughts, and you spend a lot of time, just 26,000 what ifs, right? You just
right.
always think about the one thing. But too often you get younger candidates of color, just non-typical, non-traditional candidates within the whole of the body politic who don't always get the fair shake. They don't get the fair shot that they deserve when they decide to run for office. And the long run pack, we want to be able to help out candidates. And this is it's a federal pack. So, we look to engage nationally in races all across the country. But we're looking for those change makers, those people who are going to fight for democracy, the people who are going to bring much needed voices to the table, much needed perspective to the dialogue that's often missing. And so often people just don't get it right because the right people aren't where they should be. And when you have people making decisions for communities, you stand to lose out every single time.
You know, Mandela, there are reasons why many people don't run for office is because in many instances, the offices are for sale. And it costs a lot of money to run for office, and people don't have access to resources. So it's not always that the best possible person for the position gets the job. It's sometimes as simple as the person who has the most money, more times than not, is going to wind up in that position. And so whether people want to accept it or not, money is a major part of it. Is that safe to say?
Money is the unfortunate part of it. You know, I would prefer to not have to launch a PAC. We need to get big money out of politics. And until we fix this broken system, we got to do everything we can, not fight with one hand tied behind our backs, and give people the resource they need that are going to get in there and change the way things we do, the way business is done.
So what is the name of the PAC that you have created?
Yep, the PAC is called The Long Run. A little double entendre. I like to run a lot, and you know, this is a PAC that is going to invest in long-term leadership, and we are investing in the long run. And there are a lot of similarities between running for office and actually getting out there and running the marathon. A lot of preparation, a lot of grueling, intense sessions that you think you might never make it out of. A lot of training, a lot of hard work that goes into it, but ultimately, you know, it's the people that believe in you from the very start and the support system you have. And we want to be able to support people and candidates in their long run.
So help us understand, those of us who are not politically astute, this PAC will vet prospective candidates. Are they going to cultivate? I mean, what is the process?
Yeah, so people who are interested can go on the website, and if you go on the website, there is an area for potential candidates, people who are interested in running. And when they go on there, you know, there will be a process that we'll go through. We'll, you know, review applications, we'll review candidates. There'll be a committee that'll make that decision. And I am, I'm just really excited about this idea.
So your role in the long run is what?
Well, you know, I'm the founder of the PAC. I can tell you, this is, I'm not taking a dime out of it. I'm not taking a salary from the PAC. This is, you know, we have to have a staff to run it, to manage it.
Right.
However, I am just going to be there as the founder of the PAC.
So let me ask you then, Mandela, county board members, state representatives, state senate, all the way up to Congress and Senate. Are you going to, it doesn't matter on what level the race is?
Well, we want to, you know, it's going to be broad. Like
so Mandela, can you hang on 1 more second for me?
Yep.
Can you?
Yes, I can.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Mandela Barnes is on the line, and he's the founder of The Long Run, a political PAC that's just been created. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The special counsel looking into both the Trump government documents and his role before January 6th has issued a subpoena for then-Vice President Mike Pence. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Mike Pence was there. We know that there was a falling out between him and former President Trump. And having Pence's firsthand description of his interactions with Trump and what happened that day would be key to any investigation.
In suburban Baltimore, a major manhunt has been underway for a man suspected of shooting two officers. He's now been found but has not yet been caught. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
He's moved a little bit since then, but we do have eyes on him.
About 4 days after the devastating Mideast earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, CBS's Tina Krause has been looking at drone footage.
The painstaking operation going from day to night with crews racing against time.
To find more survivors, and early this morning they did find six of them. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Surprising no one, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is named as one of the first to testify to the House Republicans' new special committee on conspiracy theories, the deep state, Hunter Biden's laptop, horse dewormer as a COVID treatment, gas stoves, M&Ms, and now Chinese balloons. They actually call the committee something-something weaponization of the government, but it's really just a way to harass political opponents with flimsy accusations, the stuff of bullies. It's noteworthy that the committee's first meeting occurs on the very anniversary of another shameful moment in Wisconsin Senatehood. It was this week in 1950 when Joseph McCarthy claimed to have a list of communists working in the U.S. State Department. Many lives would be ruined by that Wisconsin senator making up stuff in order to weaponize his political power. Will Ron Johnson see that and say, "Hold my beer"? Follow me on Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 a.m.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. My guest is Mandela Barnes. He is the founder of The Long Run, a new political pact that is going to be in focus and working towards helping different people run for different offices. You know, last thing, Mandela. So the process is going to the website. The website again?
MandelaBarnes.com, and it'll direct you right there.
Go to MandelaBarnes.com.
Yep.
And that will direct you to the site. So,
yep.
when you hear, you know, too much money in politics, and people will say, "Well, wait a minute, you know, you've got a pack," and people talk about, you know, the Republicans and packs, but yet Democrats do the exact same thing. You say what to that?
Well, that's the whole thing. This is not a super PAC, so we are still limited to campaign finance contribution limits. And as I mentioned before, the reality is, you know, my commitment is getting big money out of politics, but we don't get big money out of politics unless we win. We don't get big money out of politics unless we elect people who are ready to make that happen. And if people continue to have a disadvantage, you know, our campaign, we got outspent by like $26 million this past November. And if our candidates who are committed to doing the right thing continue to be outspent, then we will have a Congress, we will have state legislatures, we will even have local, you know, local elected officials that are only there because of big money. And they will never fight to get big money out of politics. And as long as big money is in politics, those special interests are what's going to win the day, and everyday people are going to lose out.
You know, Mandela, and that is the case today. I mean, $26 million. You lost by 26,000 votes. I'm not good at math, yep. But, you know, if you do the math, that, you know, I mean, that's it right there.
Yep.
You know, yep. and so, man, I, you know, it's good to know that you're still out there. You're still in the hunt. You're still in the fight. You're still a young guy. You got a lot of life ahead of you. Many of us are still proud of you. And, you know, as I always said, even going back to when you were a real young guy, I always saw a lot in you, man. And I still see that in you. You got a great future ahead of you. And, you know, and you're a fighter. So, you know, you're going to continue. You don't know what, we don't know what the future holds for any of us, but it's good to know that you're still going to be in the battle.
Yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere.
All right, man, you're going to remain in the Wisconsin area?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here.
Well, man, that's go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here.
All right, man. Thank you for taking the time out, man. Tell your mom and dad I said hello. Oh, and before we leave, man, that history lesson that you taught us about before we went to break, I think, man, is just so critically important, man, that even an old goat like me didn't know that part of history. I mean, I do know the impact of what the state of Wisconsin, the role that it played with Harriet Tubman and others in freeing and making it possible for the slaves to make it up through Canada, coming through Wisconsin. And when you hear people, Mandela, who just think that this somehow is sacrilege to tell the truth about what took place. I mean, I've been reading about DeSantis and books that they're just eliminating, and how can that possibly be beneficial to the future of our country, man, and young people whose future it really is.
You know, having an uninformed generation will destroy us.
Yeah, there's no question about it, man. Thank you for taking the time out, man. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
And I look forward to talking to you, too.
All right. That's Mandela Barnes. And I will say to you, many of you who I know the young man well, I supported him from the first time he ever ran for office. And through those many years, almost every time he ran for office, he would announce it on my radio show. Because I've seen and supported him. Then, as I'll continue to support him, you know, you look at the outcome of that election, and we were that close to not having to deal with, you know, Ron Johnson. I listened to Ron Johnson again the last several days, as he hasn't learned one thing about, you know, telling the truth, being truthful, and supporting the people. And I heard him, you know, talking about the president of the United States lying on him. Yeah, wait a minute. Let me see if I had this right. Ron Johnson is a senator. I get it. Senators are powerful people. But to say that the president is lying on me, there he is, he's lying on me again. I heard him on a couple conservative radio stations whining and crying about how he's been mistreated. Man, I would have given my right arm to have seen Ron Johnson jettison to the scrap heap where he belonged. Instead, because of 26,000 votes, we are stuck with this man for another 6 years. You know, you just think about what it could have been. You know, had Mandela Barnes defeated Ron Johnson. You know, I know that there are people who think they did the right thing by supporting Ron Johnson. And if you look at Ron Johnson's record, it's pitiful. It's beyond pitiful. And Ron Johnson has certainly done the work of, and his focus is on conservatives. I get that, right? I mean, those are the people who put him in office. That's where his bread is buttered. But listen, I do a little talk show here myself. And if any elected official would follow my path and worship and follow me as opposed to following the people, I would have a problem with that. I wouldn't want anybody in this audience, let alone a person running, let's say Mandela Barnes, who thinks that the place he should always be is in the conservative radio, you know, space, and not in the space of the people who elected him and put him in office. I would say there's something wrong with that person. Because he idolizes talk radio, Republican talk radio. He's been on those areas, and I know they saved his backside. He wouldn't be a senator today if it wasn't for conservative talk radio. So that's where he stays. That's where he plies his trade. And yet, the very people who elected him and put him in office, if you ask them, they can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it. So when you listen to Ron Johnson, as I have since he first got elected, and as I have as recently as yesterday. Oh, no, this morning, right, on conservative talk radio. Doesn't sound like a guy who's interested in making things better for his constituents. Sounds like a guy who's whining about woe is me, how I've been mistreated, how the media has mistreated me. You know, the governor has lied on me. The mayor has lied on me. The president has lied on me. You know, come on, man. You know, tighten up. You know, grow a pair. You know, if you are so weak that, you know, what is said about you impacts you to the degree that most of your time is spent talking about woe is me, we made a major mistake in electing you again as a senator. As critical as these times are in this country, and what you and others should be focusing on certainly shouldn't be woe is me, woe is me. But that's who he is. He lied on me. The president lied on me. Nobody lied on you. We know what came out of your mouth. You're looking for sympathy. You're a United States senator, for heaven's sakes. You shouldn't be looking for sympathy. You are sent to the Congress to make life better for the American people. Not to spend your time licking your wounds. You won. You were there for 6 years. Enough already. Enough whimpering and whining and crying. Stand up. Straighten your back up. And do what's right, man. And stop whining about somebody mistreated you, somebody lied on you. You sound like a six-year-old. And maybe you should ask me how I really feel about Senator Ron Johnson. I'll tell you, when we come back from break, I'm going to spend some time talking about, you know, where Republicans are going now that they've regained the Congress. We're going to talk about a whole array of things, but I want to focus on some articles recently to give you an idea of where, you know, the Republican Party is headed. You ought to be, you know, leery of that because they seem to be rudderless. Well, you could say, well, they've been that way for a long, long time, but they're worse now than they ever were. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, Joe, what do you got for us today?
In reference to Lindsey Graham, I was amazed at his comments where he said if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the streets. Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer, and in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar. Was a JAG
officer. I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, to see a lawyer head for the rat hole instead of acting like a person with a backbone. Wow, what a profile and courage, huh?
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.,
if a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now, ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with highs around 29. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 16. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 39. Temps a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before I get into the conservative movement and where they're headed and what's happening with them, you know, I'm constantly hearing that 70% of Democrats don't want President Biden to run again. I'm interested in you, the listening audience, and what your thoughts are. I have to say to you, in all honesty, I'm torn. Part of me says he's going to be 82 years old. And yes, you know, at 80, the man's doing a great job, living up to the duties and the responsibilities of being the most powerful man on earth. He's traveling all over the world. He clearly has shown some signs of diminishing diminishing thought, as all of us do. You know, if I should be so blessed and lucky to make it to be 80 years old and still have just a small percentage of my cognitive abilities remaining, I would be, I would be honored. But I want to talk about, you know, whether or not, realistically, that the fact that he can do it now at his age, whether or not 2 years from now, that'll be the case. And then whether or not, even beyond that, 4 years from that point in time, we would be asking more than is really anybody should ask from any human being. President Biden is not a superhero. None of us are. He's a man made of flesh and blood, and all of us lose mental capacity as we age, especially when we become octogenarians, which is what he is. And yes, he sounded good on, you know, the State of the Union a couple days ago. But there were also slippages that I heard. And I'm not going to come here and say that 100% he was perfect in what he had to say. You know, after all, people read teleprompters. So those of you, I'm curious, 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? Because, you know, this decision is going to be upon us in a short time. Let's go to Green Bay and Stephen. Hey, good morning, Stephen. How you doing? Thank you very much for listening, man. Thank you very much for calling. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I had to call in as soon as I heard you pose this question because it's a question that I've been kind of contemplating in my own head for quite a while. I want to preface to say, even if Joe Biden decided not to run for a second term, the man doesn't owe us or the country anything. He spent his whole life in public office serving the country.
Right.
And as the president, I think he's done a fantastic job. I will be honest with you. I voted for him as a better choice option to Donald Trump. Me personally, in the age group I'm in, being, you know, in that millennial Gen Z group, I would love to see a female president or someone younger, get some younger new ideas in there. I think sometimes with him being an older person, he struggles with some of the newer progressive ideas. But overall, as a president, I think we are a lot better now. Where we're at as a country than we were, you know, 4 years ago at this time. I will say, however, if he does decide to run again and, you know, the Republican put up DeSantis or Trump, I think the choice is clear no matter how old Biden is, who I'll be voting for. So,
Stephen, so, and it's, to me, it's not a matter of whether or not we'll be voting for him if it's DeSantis or Trump, but whether or not it is a good idea for a man of his age to possibly think that 2 years from now we won't see, you know, the cognitive abilities of President Biden diminish even more, and especially if you add another 4 years to that. I mean, I think it's to believe that this is not happening is a bad sign. And, you know, whoever the other person is, and I thank President Biden for all the years that he has given and dedication and commitment to this nation. But for heaven's sakes, man, you know, it's not realistic to think that he is going to be able to remain where he is now cognitively, not 6 years, not 2 years from now, not 6 years from now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. I will remind you that people thought when he was first running for president that he was too old, and look at what he has done for our country. I'm obviously not in Joe Biden's mind. I don't know how he feels mentally or even physically. But if he, you know, sits down and has a one-on-one with himself and he says, you know, I think I can do this, who am I to say,
let me say this, Stephen, and this is the benefit of me having lived as long as I have. I remember Joe Biden 40 years ago, you know, in office, and looking at him today and where he was 40 years ago, it's unbelievable, as it should be, man. He's doubled his age, and so he's not going to have the energy and the quickness of thought that he had 40 years ago. So I've seen the diminishing aspects of who Joe Biden is, as people can look at me today and remember me from 18 years old and see me now 41 years later and say, hey, Earl is losing it. That's the reality, man. But you know, we're human beings, man. We're not machines. And so we lose cognitive ability the longer we live. He's no different. So thank you very much for the call. 844 967-2789 is the number. What are your thoughts? We'll be right back.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming